You're commuting home with Katz and Cosby. Now, here's John Katzimatidis and Rita Cosby on 77 WABC.
Okay, let's go. Our next guest, we have Bert Flickinger.
We got
Rite Aid is going bankrupt. They're closing a bunch of stores.
CVS
is closing a bunch of stores. Bert Flickinger, you're the expert in the consumers. What the heck is going on?
John and Rita, it's a combination of crime. It's a combination of Wall Street private equity screw-ups. It's a combination of management crime and embezzling assets. And even that said, it's one of the most venerable companies in America, founded by the Grass family in 62, same year as Walmart, Target, Kmart. 20 years later, it was the third largest chain in America, and it got saved by Bob Miller and Mary Sammons the first time, saved by Kevin Mann intramurally the second time, saved by Albertson Cerberus the third time. They were too dumb to accept the deal. The private equity owners of Rite Aid got saved by COVID the last time, and then they still didn't sell off all the assets and sold the stores, the most valuable ones in the Sun Belt, California, Nevada, Idaho, and stayed with the stores in the Rust Belt with high crime, and they didn't have money to hire German shepherds with military veterans to guard the high crime stores like CVS and Macy's. CVS and Macy's CVS will be the net consolidator and big gainer, and Rite Aid customers, employees, vendors, and everybody in Rite Aid communities will be long-term losers, no fault of their own.
Yeah, you're right. We're the losers. You're right. And those communities don't any longer have a service. I mean, a drugstore is such a pivotal. Craig Eaton, you have a question for Bert.
You know, isn't it a matter of oversaturation in some areas as well? Like, I live in Bay Ridge in Brooklyn, and we have two Rite Aids, two Walgreens, a CVS, and then all these small mom-and-pop pharmacies within like a 20-block radius. I mean, there's oversaturation in some of these communities in Brooklyn and Staten Island.
Craig, oversaturation, but one thing the Federal Trade Commission hasn't looked at enough is Rite Aid was the first to become a substitute supermarket and substitute market store and for all the neighborhoods. And then when CVS, Target, Walgreens stopped selling tobacco, de-emphasized beer and alcohol, Rite Aid became the number one beer seller in its eastern markets, number one tobacco seller in eastern markets. Not saying it's good, but also the substitute supermarket. And they could have been stable, but through bad executive search work, some of the oversaturation in their best markets you referenced, Craig, and then management mistakes in seriatim with intramural and extramural crime not taking place at the company now, but in its recent history, it did. And then turning down the Albertsons buyout, Craig, the stock's down 99% this
year. Wow.
That's a lot. That's a big
34% today, up one penny a share in the aftermarket.
And Bert, I want to talk with you also about prices because, you know, it is still shocking. Every time you go to the grocery store or you go to the gas station, prices, where are we at now? And do you see any end in sight? I keep hearing Bidenomics is great, but it's not great. It doesn't seem for our pocketbooks.
Rita, that's why you're a multi-Emmy Award winner for investigative journalism and broadcast news reporting, because you're completely correct.
Bert, by the way, I'm going to hire you as my agent, first off, but go ahead.
you and John are a terrific team with Margo and Katz and Cosby. And prices, to your point, Rita, up over 20% stacked in the last 2.5 years. And as John correctly points out, with his prescient view of purchasing and not having the pulse of the consumer, when the prices go up at Nabisco on Oreo cookies, they never go down. So they were $2.50 2.5 years ago, and now they're $7 today. And even though the crop years have seen declines in raw commodity and raw materials, the brand manufacturers still keep price gouging. And that's something the Federal Trade Commission should look at. And I applaud Lena Khan, the FTC chair, for investigating Amazon for predatory pricing and anti-competitive practices. Just wondering where the prior FTC chairs have been with Walmart the last 25 years. That's the Greek Socratic question for the world today.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment, or newbridgehealth.org.
And Bert Flickinger, how many CVSs are closing, and have they announced the closing, which ones are closing yet?
John, they haven't announced all the CVSs that are closing, but it's at least 500, probably 700. Walgreens could close 700 to 900. So to Craig's point, which is so important, we're going from an oversaturation of drugstores to an underpopulation of drugstores, which will really penalize the elderly across the country, and especially in markets where there isn't good public
Absolutely. Transportation. Absolutely. Bert, last question. And, the mayor of Chicago says they're going to open up their own Chicago stores for groceries because everybody else has left.
Yeah, the government run.
When the criminals walk in and steal all the groceries from the city of Chicago, will they do anything or just let them take it?
John, it's a noble offer, but it's not going to happen. We've studied Chicago for the two largest labor unions, USCW 881 and 1546.
And is the city going to be unionized?
Yeah, John, the USCW's lost over 14,000 members in Chicago because of crimes and store closings already. And unless they go into overtime, making the John Catsimatidis autograph Rocky Colavito bats, the city of Chicago is not going to be able to keep the stores as safe as the shoppers, workers, and vendors want.
Yeah, it's a mess. And by the way, remember the mayor there? Remember what they said, the mobs of teens? And he said, no, it's don't call them mobs. He didn't go after the crime. He went after the semantics.
This is crazy what's going
Chicago's going downhill.
All right. Thank you, Bert Flickinger. And we'll catch up with you again real soon. We miss you at breakfast on Saturday.
God bless everybody on Yom Kippur and every day of the year. You guys are leading us the right way. Complete common sense.
Thank you, Bert.
Thank you so much.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.